Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Coble of the New Hope Apostolic Church, and we would like to invite you to visit with us at any time. We're located at 240 Fairfield Avenue in Bridgeport, Connecticut, on the second floor. And also, we'd like to invite you to our drug and alcohol recovery meetings, where we just share, and we share the word of God, and people are able to share their experiences and to encourage one another. And that's on Thursdays at 7 until 8:30 p.m. So we'd love to have you. If you may not be having a problem, but maybe you know someone who's having a problem with a drug or alcohol, and maybe you can bring them. And families are welcome also. So, at this time, we're going to pray. Most present, gracious Father, thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercies, and thank you that we're not consumed. And just thank you for another day, Lord Jesus. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for hope. Thank you for your suffering and your pain and agony, all that you've gone through, Lord, that we could have life and have it more abundantly. Thank you, Jesus, for your precious blood. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your birth, death, burial, and resurrection. Just have your way today, Lord Jesus. Help somebody to be encouraged. Somebody to be strengthened, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Somebody to recover. Help those that are drug addicts, alcoholics, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Those that may be sick in their bodies. Somebody may be hungry and starving. Help those that are in those disaster areas, Lord Jesus. You'd undertake with them also, Lord Jesus. And bless them, Lord, to be able to get things back in order as soon as possible. And maybe those are lost loved ones. And just have your way, Lord, in this broadcast. Help somebody, Lord, to be encouraged, to be strengthened. In your name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. All right, we're going to be dealing with a topic today. Are you ready for Christ? Or are you ready for the Antichrist? Now, Christ is coming back, and the Antichrist is going to show up. Now, whether the Antichrist, who the devil is going to use, is on this earth right now, nobody knows. But God. So he could be walking around now among us, or it could be that he's hasn't been born yet. Who knows? Because we don't know when Jesus is coming back. We know we're getting closer because the Bible says now your salvation nearer than when you first believe. And we know that Jesus said he was coming back over 2,000 years ago. And we can look around and see the intensity of what's happening in the world today. Things that have been declared a long time ago about earthquakes in diverse places and things of that nature, and wars and rumors of wars. And we know that these things have intensified. Men's hearts shall wax cold. And we know that definitely is happening today. Excuse me. Where people hearts are just cold and callous, where you can just go among people and just destroy people, take people's lives as if they're nothing but a fly. So the time is closing in, but we know that no man knows the day nor the hour when the Son of Man comes. We don't know when Jesus is coming back. No one knows that. But we do know he is coming back. And we also know that there will be and Antichrist. John said in his day that the Antichrist spirit was even now in the world. And so how much more prevalent is that Antichrist spirit in the world today? That spirit that is totally against Christ. Do not want to be bothered with Christ. Do not want to hear the name Jesus. It's totally against Jesus. It's anti-Christ. Like you have antifreeze, it means it will not freeze. If you have antifreeze, it will not freeze because it's opposite. And so it is today that the spirit of Antichrist is working still in the world today. And so Jesus made a promise. He said, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also." So Jesus is coming back for his church. He is coming back for those that have made themselves ready. Jesus said he came to seek and to save that which was lost. But the enemy, the devil, comes to kill, steal, and to destroy. That is the spirit of the Antichrist. They have two agendas, two different agendas. Jesus came to save, and the devil has come to kill, steal, and destroy. And many people are making the wrong choices. They're choosing to go anti-Christ as opposed to choosing to be with Christ. You say, "Well, I'm not making a decision." Well, you just did. To decide not to make a decision is making a decision. You've made a choice. Let us not deceive ourselves and not to let the devil deceive us. God's word is true. Jesus is coming back, and the Antichrist will be revealed. So you would have to make a choice that you'll be ready when Christ comes back, or you'll be ready to meet the Antichrist. Those are the only two options you have. So you must make a decision. We're going to take you to the book of Revelation, chapter 13. And we're just going to take a look at verse 13 down through 18. Now it says, "And he, doeth great wonders. Now, this is the book of Revelation talking about what the Antichrist is going to do. But just like God made himself a body, the devil is going to enter into a man. Well, you say, well, how is that possible? Well, there were many people that have been possessed with the devil. But when Judas was about to betray Jesus, the Bible said that Satan or the devil entered into him. So that's really not a problem for the devil to enter into a man and take over that man and use that man as his own body. So look at what the Antichrist is going to be able to do to deceive people. When Philip was down in Samaria, he met a man named Simon. And we call him Simon the Sorcerer. And Simon could work miracles. And he deceived the people. And they thought that what the sorcerer was doing was the great work of God. They did not know any better until Philip comes down and starts doing miracles in the name of Jesus. And then even the sorcerer got baptized, received the Holy Ghost, and began to follow Philip. But I've said that to let you know that even the devils can work miracles and deceive people. And that's what's going to happen with the Antichrist. He's going to work miracles and he's going to deceive people. Now, when the Antichrist is come on the scene, Jesus Christ would have come and have taken the church out of the world. So God's people are not going to be caught up in the wrath that's going to come, because Jesus is not going to allow his church to go through the wrath that's coming, or he's not going to allow them to go through having to deal with the Antichrist. He's not going to let his bride have to go through that. Now, even when Moses and Aaron went before Pharaoh, and Aaron laid down the rod turned into a serpent. But Pharaoh's magicians laid their rods down, and their rods turned into serpents. So see, they were able to work their magic and turn rods into serpents because the devil was using them. So the devil can work his magic and God can work his miracles. But in the book of Revelations 13, we're going to start at 13. And it says, and he doeth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. Does that sound familiar to you? Did not the devil call fire down from heaven and burn up Job's sheep? Of course he did. Did not the devil afflict Job with boils all over his body? Yes, he did. That wasn't God doing that to Job, but God allowed the devil to do it. So the devil is going to be in the Antichrist in a man, and he's going to make fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which have the wound by sword and did live. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast. An image is going to be set up. And it said, and the image of the beast should both speak and cause that many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. This is going to happen. This is in your Bible. This will happen. It's in God's word. And God's word cannot fail. The Bible said, what if some did not believe? Should their unbelief make the faith of God, the word of God, to none effect? God forbid. That is the strongest no. When you use the word God forbid. So people's unbelief, because they don't believe there's going to be an Antichrist, because they don't believe there's going to be a requirement by the Antichrist to take the mark or the number of his name, it's still going to happen. Believe it or not. Just because you don't believe you have cancer, you have cancer, and you're going to die. Our unbelief does not change God's word that's forever settled in heaven. So you can say, I don't believe it, all you want. You don't have to. But one day, you're going to meet Christ. You're going to meet the Antichrist. It's up to you which one you want to deal with. I'll take Christ, who came to seek and to save that which was lost, who died for us, who loved us, that he gave himself for us. I'll take that. And that will give us eternal life and also allow us to be heirs and joint heirs with him. Hope, eternal life, to take us into his presence. Will there be no more crying, no more tears, no more sorrow, no more death? That's where I want to be. So it is up to each individual to make that call. Now it goes on to say, now when he set up the image is going to be set up, whether it's made out of stone or whatever it's made out of, but it's an image. It is not alive. But the devil is going to have power to cause this image, this statue, to begin to talk and to speak. And cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. And we know that Israel got in trouble many times for worshiping idols and images. And God said, thou shalt have no other God before me. But the Antichrist it's going to have people killed that will not worship this image. It said, and he calls all both small and great. It doesn't matter what your status is. It doesn't matter even if you are the president or the queen or the king, or if you are living on the street. It doesn't matter what your status, if you're rich or poor. It doesn't matter what your title is. Doesn't matter where you live. But he's going to call all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond. If you are free, you are a slave, or if you are in prison, it doesn't matter where you are on this earth. To receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. Now, you're going to have to take the mark or die. It lets us know that those that did not take the mark was beheaded. But because they didn't take the mark, they were able to save their life because they didn't take the mark. They died, but yet they were saved. Now, and it says that no man might buy or sell, save he that hath the mark of the number of the beast, or the number of his name. Now, Lord Taylor and all of these merchants and huge chain of stores and whatever it may be, you won't be able to sell anything, and you will not be able to buy anything except you have the mark of this beast or the number of his name. We don't know what this mark is going to be, but we know with the technology that they have today, putting information and things under your skin, tagging you, they can control your debit card if they think that someone is using it or that you reported stolen. They can turn it off, so to speak. Now, if they have control of it for theft reasons, then they can also have control of it if the Antichrist tells them to turn it off because you do not have the mark. So you go to the store or wherever it may be to buy something, and your credit card or your debit card is not working. They can turn them off whenever they get ready. You may have experienced that. Maybe you went on vacation, and while you were on vacation, you could not use your debit card because they were not sure that it was you using it. So for your protection, they turn it off. So, if they can do that for your protection, they'll also be able to do it if you're not going along with the Antichrist to take the mark, whatever that may B. They have information now to understand that they can even put it in a tattoo. They can put it in a chip. So we have the technology. So it can be done. It went on to say, "For here is wisdom. Let him that hath the understanding count the numbers of the beast, when it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. We know a score is 60. All right, so 666. And we know that the number of man was created on the sixth day. So that number is 666. So are you ready to hear Jesus say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant"? Are you ready to make the rapture? Are you ready when the Lord shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air? Are you ready for that, to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air? Or are you ready to deal with the Antichrist? But if you don't take the mark, you will die. If you do take the mark, then you would have sold your soul. You would be lost forever. You cannot be saved. So you have to make a decision. What are you going to do? Are you going to accept Jesus? Or are you going to accept the mark of the beast? It is totally up to you. But we don't know how much time we have. So I say to you, if you've fallen away from the church, get back in the church. If you're not in the church, get in the church. If you're not right, get right. If you are right, stay right. You must make the right choice. May God bless you. Until next time, in Jesus' name, amen.